Now, Billy Meyer is supposed to be the sole contact, yes?
Yes.
Does that mean that everybody else who thinks they've seen extraterrestrial activity come earthbound is like out to lunch? What does this mean, Michael?
Well, here's the thing about seeing extraterrestrial activity. Lots of people have seen UFOs. I've had 7 UFO sightings, the most recent 2 months ago in Brazil. Seeing UFOs doesn't mean we're seeing extraterrestrial craft. Seeing objects in the sky is an unreliable means of making a claim about their origin. There may be some, and there are, according to this information, there are some extraterrestrial craft that are seen. Most of them, according to the Meyer material, during these times, are secret military craft from predominantly from 5 different countries. And there are different groups, highly secret groups, that have alternative craft that do not have the capabilities of true extraterrestrial craft, but are pretty nifty. And some have some kind of anti-gravity technology, apparently, and they can do some remarkable things. But people who think that they've had contact with extraterrestrials, rather than my disparage them, you know, out of hand, which I certainly have done, I would say, well, present evidence that is comparable to the evidence in the Meyer case that we can show scientifically is valid from everything from testing of photos and sound recordings and metal samples, but especially the scientific information. We can show that that is accurate and verifiable and authentic and true. But how come to this day, none of the people who claim to be contactees or even abductees can prove that there is any extraterrestrial connection to them? Have people had strange experiences? Well, I'm sure. Meyer has said most of the actual abduction experiences have been secret military psyops. There have been, in the past maybe 40 years, a certain very, very small number of actual extraterrestrial, what they call contact examinations, where people indeed were taken aboard a craft and examined and set back down. But this hysteria about benevolent extraterrestrials among us and women with hybrid babies, well, show us a baby already, you know, and all the people that think or claim to be contactees. Well, I don't have anything against people being contactees, but nobody has been able to put the evidence on the table. Now, something I've never made a big deal out of, but I'll make it a little more to put this in perspective. I can prove that I received specific information from the Pleiaren via Billy. They didn't give it directly to me, but it was sent to me, the transcript, pertaining to something I was involved in that I did not know was a setup and a trap and would have been enormously destructive to me and Meyer and many people had I marched along kind of naively in a project that I had been offered. It was only because these people looked into it and accurately foretold what was going on that I extricated myself. It turned out that after I extricated myself from a project, the very person they identified launched an attack online, 300 specific instances of attacking Meyer and me, including death threats. I was able to get 3 separate internet hosting companies to take his site down consecutively because it was so outrageous. And this is someone who had approached me as a peace and love type of a thing. We'll do this project. I'm the opponent. You're the proponent. It'll all be nice. They told exactly what that was about. That can be determined legally by going to our servers. That document was emailed to me before this all happened. And then, last but not least, on October 3rd at 10 p.m. at night, when I was living for almost 6 months in the mountains of Brazil, I had this impulse to open the door in the dead of night and step outside. And I lived in a pretty dark place. I looked up, and I saw a star, I thought. And then a funny thing happened, but that the star started to slowly and smoothly descend, moving down to the left and away from me, within 20 feet of me, because I realized, as I was trying to figure this out in my head, it's not a firefly. It's not being obliterated by the trees that are within 8-10 feet of where I stand. So this thing's within 20 feet of me. It's a consciously controlled object. And oh my goodness. So when I went to Switzerland 1 week later, that was the first question I asked Billy. I said, okay, this is what I saw. He says, oh yeah, that's one of the telemeter discs, one of the small monitoring craft from the Pleiaren. Okay. I cannot prove that that happened. I can, of course, prove that I received the warning. It's on my website. I've got all the emails and everything up there. But for those people that are running around yammering about being contactees and disclosure and the rest of it, hi, I have proof positive of receiving communication from these extraterrestrials. And if you want to do some form of testing me, I think I'm, you know, fine, I'm telling the truth here. I was within 20 feet of one of their small monitoring craft. Now, that and about $6 gets me a cappuccino somewhere. So what? Is that what it's about? No, it isn't. And you were, I think, going to also ask the question of, well, why Meyer? And why these claims that he's the only contactee, right?
That's it, yeah. And not more to the point, why doesn't he go public through the media?
Well, you know, as I say, we'll kind of go backwards in the answers. Meyer has had 22 attempts in his life. He tried to make some presentations in Europe starting in the later 70s, and he found that he didn't have a particular gift for it. And it wasn't really his job, although he was being chastised by these ETs. If you ever read some of the contacts where they discuss the most mundane things about the people he's working with and the group and who's doing, I mean, you'd think, why do they take all this time? Let's get to the juicy stuff. But it really, it validated the authenticity. So they were saying to him, can't you get out there and present and show your foot? You know, I'm not good at it, and people are, you know, giving me a hard time. So basically, it will come to other people to carry this torch for you. His job is to get this information put into the world. It's not to be a celebrity. He isn't. He isn't a cult leader. He doesn't have 19 girlfriends and 50 Rolls Royces. He works real hard at writing. His tasks at the center, he's got a family, and he stays away from people he doesn't know. He doesn't court appearances. He's done very, very few interviews. I interviewed him last, as I said, on about maybe the 16th of October when I was there. 15th and 16th, we sat down and I taped some stuff. It's not his gig. He puts it out, and it's really for the rest of the world to translate it into their own languages if they want it. These people that work with him have enough to do to get it all, you know, tidy and together, publish it in German, nice books and what have you. And as for why he's the only one, and this irritates people, I don't know why it bothers people that a man has such a thankless, miserable job that people have tried to kill him 22 times, to kidnap his kids at knife point. They've cut the brake line on his cars. They've tried to destroy his home. Why are people so envious of this? They want to be special? No one would want their arm ripped off their body. You know, I mean, saying bitter divorce after 30 years, all this stuff, he's a human being. And he was groomed for this gig because the spirit, not the personality, had done it before. And this personality could be brought up to speed with much tutoring, as all the previous prophets had, to do this rather thankless job, be cursed out by people, ridiculed, all the rest, shot at. And he never complains about it. He never stops. You know, the first time a bullet whizzes by your head and it misses you, there's a little invisible trail that says, we suggest a career change. He never read that. Or if he did, he laughed at it. He had a dream. If people, you know, people can see the film for free, an hour and a half documentary. He talks about the dream he had that protected him against an assassination attempt and how he put this metal plate in a little agenda book in a pocket right near his heart. And sure enough, the next day when he had that there, someone walked up and point blank shot him with a handgun. You know, all you folks that think you're contactees for extraterrestrials, you might want to reconsider those claims. And the thing is, we don't need to be contactees for extraterrestrials. I couldn't go into a university where they're teaching astrophysics and say to the top professor there, explain the whole thing to me in 15 minutes or whatever. You know, let's get things given to us that have been, and let's study and learn. Let's work with others who can help us. Let's vet this information and find out if it's true. If so, what's the value? And it comes down to a very thing of individual work.